Well, we're going to talk about another item in today's news, but in order to do so, let's reach back through history first. Because in 1780, John Adams and other Enlightenment influenced patriots founded the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. For more than 200 years, the organization's membership has read like a who's who of the country's intellectual elite, including more than 250 Nobel Prize winners. The Honor Society's purpose, as stated in its original charter, is, quote, to cultivate every art and science which may tend to advance the interest, honor, dignity, and happiness of a free, independent, and virtuous people. Well, today, the Boston Globe published a front-page story that calls into question the professional virtues of Leslie Cohen Berlewitz, current president of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. Globe business reporter Todd Wallach wrote the story, and he joins us now. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you.
So what exactly is called into question here regarding Berlewitz's academic career?
Well, it's interesting. On her resume that she included in applications to get federal grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities, she listed her academic credentials, as anyone would, including a doctorate from NYU. But NYU has no record of actually receiving a doctorate or completing her dissertation. So she had been enrolled as a graduate student there, but never finished the work. Mm-hmm. She claimed that she'd received the degree in 1969, but a wedding announcement in 1970 indicated she was still working on it, and then a subsequent resume on file at NYU indicated that in the late 1980s or early 1990s she was still working on it. So she never got the degree, but she claimed it much later in a series of applications seeking money from the National Endowment, the Humanities. In addition, she also misstated some of her work career at NYU. She'd listed one job as vice president for academic advancement, which implies that she was working on scholarly programs. Turned out she was actually vice president for institutional advancement, which is sort of educational speak for working on fundraising.
Well, Todd, let me jump in here because I want to state and let listeners know that we called the American Academy of Arts and Sciences directly, and we also called its public relations firm, both of them, for comment or to reach out directly to Leslie Cohen Berlewitz. They took messages from us, but they did not return our calls. And I just wanted to express that because my question to you, Todd, is it's an eye-opener that the head of a vaunted academic think tank, is said to be making claims about her own academic background, which turn out not to be true, and that some of those claims were used in the grant writing process. But on the other hand, you know, some might argue the AAAS, who is it? Who are they? What are they? Why is this an important institution?
It's a very good question. It's, a building on the edge of Harvard University's campus. They actually leased their land, 5 acres of really beautiful wooded land from Harvard. And it's an institution probably a lot of people drive by and never notice. But it has played an important role over the years in honoring important people. Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Martin Luther King, Duke Ellington, a wide range of people, many former presidents, William Jefferson Clinton more recently. And so it's played a key role in honoring people. It also has some role in promoting scholarship. They run a number of fellowship programs and they put out a quarterly journal. So it is really ironic that an organization that has been dedicated for so many years to honoring achievement and scholarship would be run by somebody who would exaggerate their own credentials.
But I'm sorry, Todd, but I was going to say that the board, however, I mean, you quote members of the board who are throwing their support behind her.
It is a good question. So I never reached any of the board members directly, but they did issue a statement yesterday throwing their support behind her before the story ran. So it will be interesting to see if that continues. Just as she would not talk to you, Leslie Berlewitz would not talk to me, and I tried and tried for the last 2 weeks, including stopping by her offices, and no luck. And her PR firm did not answer any specific questions, so they have not provided any explanation for why her resume would not match NYU's records.
Now, you've also reported about her management style and had the fact that she's come under heavy criticism for that, plus her salary, which is in the many hundreds of thousands of dollars. She received $580,000, just this past year, I believe.
Yeah, it was actually closer to $600,000, so more than $598,000 in the fiscal year ending in early 2012, the most recent year available. And that is more than most college presidents across the United States make, even though this is a tiny institution with a few dozen employees, a budget of $8.5 million. So it's way out of scale. It's about triple what peers at similar types of honorary societies make, and that's mushroomed over the years.
Well, Todd, my final question to you before we truly run out of time is that we definitely take your point about the irony of an academic think tank that's whose job is to, you know, raise the honor of the arts and sciences in America, being led by someone who, you know, may have made claims about her own academic scholarship that aren't true. But on the other hand, some people might think we've seen a lot of examples of this, especially in the private sector. There have been very high profile cases of people making claims about their education that aren't true. So is this, I don't want to play it down, but, you know, how does this situate itself in the larger scheme of the recent spate of false claims that seem to have popped up both at universities and private institutions around the country?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure whether there's been an increase, but it seems like a perennial issue. I've written about people in the past who've inflated their academic credentials. And you often wonder, because for a lot of jobs, it doesn't really matter. And Leslie Berlitz has drawn a lot of complaints over her management style because she is very, very tough on employees. Many say that she's very mean or nasty, but she's also been given a lot of credit for taking a once sort of sleepy institution, adding new programs, boosting fundraising. And if you wonder if she hadn't added anything to her resume, if her reputation would be untarnished beyond those employee complaints.
Well, Todd Wallach is the business reporter for the Boston Globe. His story about Leslie Cohen Berlitz, the president of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, there's a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, stick with us, because up next we'll look at the future of the practice of genealogy. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.